This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. One of the key questions in this presidential race has been, if you cut taxes, does the economy get enough of a boost to offset the lost revenue? Well, there are a lot of data points to look at. One of them is the experience cities have had when they offer tax breaks to businesses. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has the story from Los Angeles.
At least five times a week, Rogelio Navarre from the mayor's office makes cold calls to local businesses.
Good afternoon. I'm calling to reach out to businesses in the West Valley and find out if there are any business assistance our office can provide in the form of tax incentives.
Companies relocating to Los Angeles don't have to pay the city's business tax for 3 years. Matthew Karatz heads the mayor's Office of Economic and Business Policy.
Since we put the three-year business tax holiday in place, we've seen a 200% increase in the number of businesses registered here in Los Angeles since 2010.
Businesses like the Encore Tax Consulting Group.
That was actually a big deal for us to come here because we wouldn't have to pay that gross receipts tax for 3 years.
Armando Jamjian is Encore's managing director. The company advises other businesses about exactly these kinds of tax incentives. He crunches numbers on a calculator to figure out how much his company saved.
It would have been about $15,000 to $20,000.
That's all lost revenue for Los Angeles. But these kinds of incentives are increasingly common across the country.
Cities are desperate, and they have to discount as much as they have. It's clearly a rational response.
Don Siegel is dean of the business school at the University at Albany in New York.
Many of these types of businesses don't need to be located in a metropolitan area. So in order to attract businesses to a downtown area, the cities have to offer these incentives.
Los Angeles has also cut taxes for car dealerships, but the incentive isn't always necessary. I spoke with one Subaru dealer who said he would have opened his new car lot in the city even without the tax break. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.